Rebbe Marash would travel from time to time out of Lubavitch during the winter for health purposes. Once, before he left, the Balabatim of Lubavitch came to the Rebbe and complained, "Rebbe, when you leave, we're left without a livelihood, because the parnasa of most of our townspeople is dependent on the Archim that come to be with the Rebbe. They need food and a place to stay." The Rebbe Marash turned to his Hasidim and asked, "Did you ever hear of a cow that worries when her trough breaks? The owner of the cow, he is the one that must worry. So too Hashem will take care of your panasa, and there's no need for you to worry." The Halakha of Baal Shem Tov once traveled together with the tzaddik Remendel of Bar. On the way, Remendel became very thirsty. The Baal Shem Tov turned to him and said, "If you will have true bitachin in Hashem, then you will definitely find water." And so it happened. A goy came towards them and asked them if they bumped into any horses. He lost his horses 3 days ago and has been looking for them ever since. They told the goy that they don't know anything about his horses, but maybe he has some water for them. The goy answered, "Sure, I have water," and he gave Remendel to drink. When the goy left, Remendel turned to the Baal Shem Tov and asked, "Since the goy was traveling just for my sake, why did he have to travel for 3 days?" The Baal Shem Tov responded, "Hashem prepared him ahead of time so that if you will have an emes habitachin, your desire will be fulfilled immediately." The Gemara in Masechta Seita says, "One who has bread in his basket for today, and he says, 'What am I going to eat tomorrow?' is considered from the small believers." The Fidei Rebbe related, the Tzemach Tzedek told the Chassid, Reb Michal Berliner of Nevel, when his son was in a great sakana, "You must arouse your koyach of bitachin in Hashem with a munah pshuta that Hashem will save your son. Machshava helps. Tracht gut, vet zayin gut." And so it was, the boy was saved. Rabbeinu Bachya writes in Chovos Halvavos that the definition of bitachin is menuchas hanefesh. One is fully calm that he could rely and trust in Hashem. A story is told that the Halakha of Baal Shem Tov was instructed from Shamayim to travel to a certain town to learn and teach his students the Midah of Bitachin. The Baal Shem Tov took his students and traveled to that village. They stayed over at the local innkeeper. The owner took them in with the Sefer Panim Yafis and was happy with the arrival of his guests. The next morning, while they were davening, they saw a police officer walk in with a stick in his hand. He banged on the table 3 times and left. The Talmidim were silenced and didn't know what the officer wanted. Looking at the face of the Baal HaBayis, they saw that he's just as happy as before. After about a half an hour, the same police officer was back, and again he banged on the table 3 times and left. The Baal Shem Tov turned to the Baal HaBayis and asked, "What's the meaning of this knocking?" The innkeeper answered, "This is a warning that I need to bring the rental money to the paritz. This is what he does 3 times. And after the 3rd warning, if I don't bring the money, the officer will take me and my family into prison." The Baal Shem Tov told him, "Looking at your calm face, it seems like you already have the money. Therefore, I suggest that you go before breakfast and give him the money. We'll wait here until you come back, and then we can sit down and eat in peace. The Balabas answered and said, Right now, I don't have a single penny to my name. But I am sure that Hashem will not forsake me and bring some money my way. We will eat and drink without a rush because I still have another 3 hours. They took their time over their meal, and on the face of the Balabais, it wasn't recognizable at all whether he needed money or not. At the end of the meal, the officer walked in for the third time and banged on the table. The Balabas did not stand or move from his place. They benched with Kavana with no haste. After that, the Balabas put on his Shabbos clothes and said, Now I will go bring the money to the Paritz. The Baal Shem Tov then asked him a second time, Do you have the money that's needed? The Balabas answered, I haven't got a single penny of it yet, but I am sure that Hashem will take care of me. Taking his leave from them, he went on his way, while the Baal Shem Tov and his Talmidim went up on the porch, overlooking the road to see him off on his mission. From out of the distance, they could see a wagon coming along to meet him. The innkeeper and the wagon driver exchanged a few words, and then the wagon continued in its own direction. After a few moments, the driver turned around and called out to the innkeeper. When he reached the wagon, they could see that money was being given to the innkeeper. When the wagon arrived at the inn, the Baal Shem Tov asked the driver what had just happened with him and their host. The driver said, I proposed a deal that I would buy all the vodka that he's due to make this winter. But he didn't agree to my price and walked away. When I saw that he wouldn't change, and knowing his honesty, I had to give him the amount he wanted. Then he rushed off saying he must go to pay his rent. Just look, said the Baal Shem Tov to his Hasidim, how powerful the Midah of Bitachin in Hashem is. The Torah tells us in this week's Parsha, Parshas Bahaloscha, how the Yidden complained about the Mon. The Gemara in Yuma says, the Talmidim of Rav Shimon ben Yochai asked their Rebbe, why didn't Hashem make the Mon come down once a year for a full year? Rav Shimon ben Yochai answered with a mashal. A king had an only son. The father, the king, would support his son by giving him all his needs once a year. And the son, the prince, would only visit once a year. So the king decided he would give him his needs daily. Now, the prince would visit his father daily. So too, a yid that had 4 or 5 children would worry and say, maybe the mon will stop coming tomorrow, and we will all die in hunger. He had no choice but to put his full trust in Hashem, that he will provide all his needs. The Rebbe writes, Bitachon amiti b'Hashem, mi'soidei teraseinu hakdosha, u'machlish, ועד שמבטל דייגה וקייצה בזה, ואויבדים השם בשמחה אמיתית. True bitachin in Hashem is from the basis of our Halakha Torah. It weakens and ultimately removes worry and the like, and one serves Hashem with authentic joy. May we be zeiche to the ultimate joy of the Geula Shlema through Mashiach Tzidkenu right now. Hatzlacha Rabba. The phone line will, Amir Tashem, be updated Monday, Chav Gimel Sivan.